did not know that they actually extrapolate the numbers from county to county.
Well, there you go. There's the proof.
Mm-hmm. But there you
go. That they're number one in Montgomery County.
And I apologize. Let me see. People on the phone. You couldn't hear that on the radio, right? Hello?
Hey, guys.
Hi. Were you just listening when we were calling the other disc jockey?
Yeah, and I could hear it, too.
I knew it.
No, because
he didn't
know.
It was like...
Well, wait a minute. Were you on hold, sir?
Were you on hold?
Or were you listening to it over the radio?
No, I was listening to it over the radio.
The only way you could have heard it is if you were getting bleed from your headphones, but I don't think it would have been that loud because it was out of program. It would be impossible.
Hello? Yeah, but it doesn't sound like we're supposed to hear that in our headphones. It sounds like it's bleeding.
Yeah, there's bleed. Hear him on the radio.
Couldn't hear him.
You could hear him?
You could hear the phone conversations.
Yeah. But how can that be? I'm running it the way it's supposed to be run.
Because maybe it's not wired properly.
Hold on a second. Let me. Here's a call from the third floor. Hello.
I believe what was happening because I was hearing it too.
Yeah.
You listen to your headphones pretty loud.
Oh, is that what people are hearing?
No,
my headphones.
No. Well, but I mean,
it could be Mike.
It could be.
That it was coming through the headphones.
Yeah, I can follow conversations from his headphones when he's wearing them.
Hey, but technically we didn't break the law, though.
You did a fabulous job. You should be commended.
If people are just hearing it through my headphones,
listen
right?
To this.
And I'll have someone commend you.
Okay,
all right.
But if that was the case, how come I wouldn't hear it through his headphones?
Because you have headphones on.
No, I'm saying...
Charlie, hold on a second. The other line's ringing. Hello?
I couldn't hear it, my boo-boo.
All right, thank you, honey.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What makes me think it is headphone bleed is the guy that heard it said it sounded like...
He couldn't make
so
it
it's
out.
Like going
that's
through...
what I heard, too.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean you didn't hear it just clear as day?
Oh, you know what?
No, I didn't hear it clear as day at all.
You might also be hearing program over there. I don't know what you have punched up on your
headphones. Let me do another test right now, okay? I'm going to do a test now, and you tell me what you can hear.
All right.
I'm going to call Frida right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to have it set up
all right.
The exact same way.
Okay.
Correct?
Yep.
I
actually want to...
Okay.
This is an audition.
Here we go. Can you hear anything, Mike?
No.
Can you hear anything now?
Yeah, I can hear a faint ringing.
Hello, now can anybody on the radio hear? Bart, say something, please. Say something besides hello. Say a sentence.
Well, no, that's not the way it was set up before, though.
Yes, it is.
Rob hit another button, and that's not the way it was.
No, I double-checked the button to make sure it was the same one.
Guys, let me make it indelibly clear to both of you. What I heard was not bleeding through Don's headphones. Buzz heard the same thing.
You're
what
hearing it through your headphones regular now.
No, I can't hear anything through my headphones right now.
Bart, say something.
I am a fantasy football master, and I hear it.
Guys,
I'm telling you, it was not clear when I heard it. What I heard was a bleed through when we were calling WMAL. That's what I heard. It was bleeding through. It was like a wire wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Try unplugging your headphones.
All right, hold on. Hi, Bart. Well, now I can't hear anything. Can you still hear him?
No.
No, we're not hearing anything now.
So you're hearing it through my headphones.
But how come that's never happened before?
Bart, say another sentence, please.
No.
I know he just said something, but I can't hear it because I don't have my headphones.
Well, and I can't hear it either. But, I mean, how come if that's the case, every other time you've been standing right where you are, I haven't heard it?
I don't know.
But how come people heard it through the...
Hold on. Let me just see. Bart, say something right now besides what you've said before.
I am a pillow?
No, Mike, don't repeat it, because it's going to be a test for the people on the radio.
Oh, all right, go ahead. Say something after that.
Say something else, please. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
All right.
Now, let's go and see if anybody can...
Now, that wasn't what it was the last time, either. It sounded differently.
It is a little different.
I'm just trying to work this the way that they've told me now to
Well, I know something's different. What I'm telling you, also the way it sounded... That was bleed over the last time we...
Hello, could you hear what Bart said? Oh, hold on, what am I doing here? Hello?
Works too well.
Don and Mike Show.
I didn't hear anything that time.
You didn't hear anything that time?
Didn't hear anything that time.
What about the other time?
I did hear it the other time.
Now, did you hear it like bleed through or was it clear?
It was bleed through.
Could you make out what was
But it wasn't the kind of bleed through that was coming like... Through, you know, sneaking out between your head and the headphones. It was,
you don't think so?
No, that was through the board. I know as sure as I'm sitting here.
It sounded like the teacher did on Peanuts.
Yeah, it was like...
Exactly. Oh,
that's the way it sounded.
Well, okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, you can't hear anything except for the bleed-through.
The bleed-through. Okay, but how clear is the bleed-through?
It's pretty scrappy.
Well, what we heard with Bart is different than what we heard before.
And here is Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, I got a call from Mike Friedman, the engineer, and he said what went out over the air because he was listening in his car was from the headphones.
From the headphones. Okay, now, Mike, don't get mad. Don't get mad.
That's BS, Mike. I got it. Hey, Mike, this is the other Mike. Check your wiring, buddy.
Okay.
That was not coming through Don's headphones.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I know we got a break. See, the whole thing is we're trying to come up with a way so that when we call people up, we don't have to go through that stupid exercise where I say, do you want to be on the air or not? And then we have to delete it out. It's just supposed to be...
Well, you used to hit a button that would take the phone line off the air, and I wouldn't hear a thing.
Mm-mm, we never had such a button.
Really?
Never.
When you would talk to people and you would...
No, I can take our mics out of audition
right.
So that they are out of program.
Oh, that's right.
So
you would actually take and put the phone up to your head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you've got a way that you can do it without...
without actually taking off my headphones and putting the phone up to my ear. And that was the first test they're calling the guy at WFAL.
Well, it was an overwhelmingly successful test.
Well, there you go. Okay. But listen, let's not lose sight of the fact of what a ween that guy is.
Yeah, what are we talking about? Who came in?
What a ween that guy is,
right.
Though. Because what was his response?
I didn't hear it that well.
Oh, you heard it perfectly.
No, I did not.
The first
Am
time...
Let me ask you a question. Am I supposed to hear
yes.
these conversations clearly?
Yes, you are.
That absolutely didn't happen.
I think you're supposed to hear
it. It depends on what feeds his microphone. I thought his headphones, rather. I thought his headphones would be fed by what's selected on the board. But if you're just getting a program feed, do you hear what the echo?
I got. I believe when we had when we called WMAL, what I heard was what the listeners were hearing, which was
hey, herder.
It was like this.
When you're monitoring,
that's what I heard.
When you're monitoring the show normally, do you hear the reverb in your headphones?
No, I do not.
Okay, then you're just getting a straight program feed, so that's why you didn't.
Rob, this is... come on, please. I hear radios turning off across America with this.
All I know is it worked fine.
Yeah, thank you. It did work great.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we want to do is come up with a way to make the show easier to work and easier for you to enjoy.
So basically, you talk to somebody, and then you got a little button there. If they decide that they want to go on the air, you hit the button, and they're on the air.
Correct.
All right.
And that's how it's supposed to work.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what I... The problem is not whether I can hear it or not, because you're the only one that really has to hear that.
No, I think you are allowed to hear it, though.
Yeah, but I mean, well, if obviously that didn't work. I think the problem, though, if we're calling people and asking them if they want to be on the air and it's bleeding over through your headphones, you know, I think that's a little problem.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, he didn't want to go on the air with us.
No.
Right. So what we got was, and I think everybody in the listening audience heard that.
I don't think that would be a good idea.
Yeah. Right. And you're not number one in Montgomery County either.
Right.
Okay.
See, normally, if there really is bleed through the headphones, you're going to hear something, you know, like feedback.
Feedback? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what was going on there. I really don't. I know we got a break, but I'm dying to try it again.
Yeah.
I'm dying to try it just one more time.
I'm dying. You didn't turn your headphones down last time, did you?
I didn't touch my headphones.
All right. So keep your headphones at the level they were at, and we'll try it again.
So I take that out of program.
Put that in auxiliary.
I put that in auxiliary.
Right.
Exact same setup we had.
Okay, I hear dial tone, and that's not coming from your headphones.
So you hear the dial tone?
Faintly.
Okay.
But see, I don't think what I'm hearing I'm supposed to hear.
I'm dialing a number now, and hopefully you guys on the air should not be able to hear the number that I'm dialing on the air. And when they answer the telephone, I'm going to ask the permission if I can put them on the air. Joe, I'm calling the request line. Answer the request line. Pick up line 6. Joe! Hi, do I have your permission to put you on the air? There you go. Now, who is this, please?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Now, here's the question. For the people who are listening in Radio Land.
Okay.
Could you hear any of that before Lisa said, you know, I don't mind if you put me on the radio, and yes, hi, this is Lisa. That's the question. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
And they're not supposed to.
No, they're not supposed to be able to hear that.
But I'm sure they did.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, what am I doing here? Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi. I can hear.
Hey, what?
I can hear.
What can you hear?
I heard her talking.
Did you hear the ringing sound, too?
No, I didn't hear the ring.
All right.
I think that this is a guy who's confused who just heard her talk after
No, I'm not. I heard it before you asked her if she can go into the air.
All right, I don't trust this, guys.
No.
No, I did hear it.
That's good.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello.
It,
Charlie Bryan.
What?
Yeah, hold on. Charlie Broyle is here.
I was listening in air.
Yes.
In production two.
Yeah.
And I heard Lisa. And it's through your headphones.
It's through my headphones.
You think so?
I know it is. I used to listen to the entire show through his headphones.
Could you make an air check of that and play that for us?
If they were rolling, yeah.
Okay.
I would imagine.
Could you bring a tape recorder in here so we could record that and play it back to hear how loud I run my headphones?
To my desk.
Is that possible? Hey, is this too inside? Are we doing too much inside stuff here?
I don't
know. You need to break, though, no matter what.
Yeah, I think you're making too much of it.
Okay, hello. But
I'll go get it.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, you can hear that clear as day if you turn the radio all the way up.
Yep. Okay. All right, if you turn it all the way up. Okay, thank you.
So it really is your headphones.
I guess so. Just trying hard to bring you the best show possible, everybody. Just trying my goddamnedest.
I know you are. I'm not sold on that yet. I'm not going to blame you on this one.
I know. Well, blame me. You can't blame me. I run my headphones the level I run my headphones.
I just don't think. I mean, it seems to me that if it was that much of a problem coming through that clearly, that you'd be feeding back all the time because they were that loud.
No, I only feed back like that when I take them off.
Yours are a lot louder than mine.
Yeah, I know, because you took yours off and tried to get feedback and you couldn't do it.
No feedback at all.
See? Now look, and listen out loud. That's mine. I run mine super loud.
Well, you're just going to have to modify that.
Can't do that. They're going to have to come up with a new plan the next time we want to call Chris Core, who won't come on the air with us.
It just amazes me that you run them that loud, but I've never thought of you...
Put them on!
Running it.
No, you'll hurt yourself.
Put them on.
Come here.
There you go.
Permanent hearing damage.
Put my headphones on, and I'll tell you if I can hear the show through your headphones.
Yours are not all that louder than the only thing I'm getting is the reverb. Which
Buzz,
is really
say
different.
Something.
Hello, test 1-2. Hi, Mike.
Hello. I just heard Buzz say, hello, test 1-2. Hi, Mike.
Now put mine on, and I don't have the reverb, and you tell me, do they sound all that softer?
Yes.
They do?
Absolutely.
All right.
Buzz, now listen, I'm going to close mics up. Okay. Say something else, and say it very softly. Let me see if I, because I got no headphones on right now.
Okay. The password is fantasy football.
Oh, not that soft.
Okay. The password is fantasy football.
I heard the password is something.
The password is fantasy football. That's what
he said.
Can I give these back to you now? Yeah. It's because it's not the volume.
I think
it's the reverb.
I don't think it's the reverb.
Is that what's going on in the air?
No.
No, no. That's what I'm hearing in my head. Yeah, see?
Even the feedback has reverb.
I think it's just... Look, Jesus Christ. It's just the fact I run my headphones so loud.
And I can't get feedback. Okay. My God, they are louder.
All right, we will be right back. See, it's the headphones.
Yeah.
It's the headphones.
All right, I take it back, Mike.
Okay, we'll be right back, everybody.
It's working,
oh, hold on.
Working great, though.
Charlie's come in with an actual tape recorder now.
Good.
So, what is the experiment now?
Are we rolling on the Optimus?
What are we doing?
We're going to tape now to see if you can actually hear the show through my headphones.
All right.
Is that right? So I guess I should I take a phone call or make a phone call? Or
You don't have to. You can just put it next to the ear pad and still hear everything.
Why don't you just play some music?
All right.
Or drop in anything.
Well, hold on.
Anything but Sue.
Okay, hold on.
You know what?
Really wants his headphones. Jesus Christ. Hey, Mike Friedman, I'm real sorry about that.
Hold on. Give me a second here.
Hey, Charlie, am I supposed to be able to hear that when he calls people and doesn't put them on the air?
Hey, we have dead batteries in the tape recorder.
We have dead batteries.
Dead batteries in the tape recorder.
Place is falling apart.
Well, the experiment will never work then.
No.
Hey, Mike, am I supposed to hear that when he puts that in on... Mike, am I supposed to hear that when he puts them in not on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't. But I heard the bleed over from Don's headphones.
It's my headphones.
Jesus.
All right, can we hurry with this experiment?
We need batteries. We should break.
All right.
We don't... Why are you holding the tape recorder, Charlie, if there's not even batteries in it?
Mike went to get batteries.
Okay.
This place is a mess.
Listen, never mind. It's my headphones,
it's
right?
I'll buy it now.
I think so.
I'll buy it now. It's your headphones.
It's my headphones.
So in other words, our system won't be able to work properly.
Is that true? Our system won't work
well,
properly?
Well, if the idea is not to have the people's voice broadcast on the air...
But if it's broadcast like...
It's still their voice on the air, no matter how faint it is.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
He's right.
Come on. The FCC loves us.
Every day.
Everybody, join me. Let's sing Gloria. 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 There's that one FCC commissioner that freaking hates us.
Never forget.
She will never let it go, man.
She's resigning.
It doesn't matter.
Oh.
She made a speech where she made some speech somewhere. I just got done reading about this.
Rob, Charlie, I know it's a great experiment, but while Don's talking, that's not what you understand. Rob, holding your microphone up to his head.
While he's talking, I'm going to go out a second without speaking. Buzz, why don't you speak for a moment?
Okay, I'm going to be joining the Fantasy Football League this Saturday, and I'm a little concerned about that because I don't know anything about football.
That's enough. All right, let's see if he. Let's see what went.
Rewind it.
This
is going to be so great.
It's also different if you're putting the microphone right up to his head.
Well, I wanted to give it to comparison.
Right.
What are we doing?
This is the biggest exercise in stupidity I think I've ever seen.
Here it comes. I don't think it recorded.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know what happened. The tape ran out. Can we do it once more?
No! Now, let me just say about this FCC commissioner.
Oh, the tape is broken. That's what happened.
Should we be talking about an FCC commissioner?
No.
Is she still powerful?
Yeah.
For two more weeks.
Well, she's terrific.
Well, she hates us. She just made a speech about us a couple of weeks ago. She still hates us.
Hate is a very strong word.
Quiet mouth.
Did you read her comments about us?
No, don't care to.
Okay. She hates us.
Okay, good.
She hates us.
And we love her.
Well,
Buzz, talk again.
We got to.
Are you going to do this again?
Well, I mean, we've run this.
All right. Buzz, talk again so we can see if you can hear the show through my headphones. Go, Buzz.
Okay, coming up a little later, we're going to hear about Mike's vacation and maybe a little bit about my surgery as well. There's my comment. Now let's play back the tape.
Okay, there you go. Now, he was holding the thing right next to my headphone, right?
Yeah.
Which is
how far the microphone is from your headphones.
No, that's true. That is true.
That's right.
Okay, let's hear it now. Play it back.
Hey, I don't know what.
Jesus Christ, this is a radio show!
No film in the camera.
I thought it would work. What
can
I say?
Forget it.
Experiment over.
Just forget it.
And Charlie Oh, my God, a death fart from the program director.
Hey, I'm the program director.
A death fart from the operations manager.
Oh, dear.
Hello. Is this the man with all the answers?
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, what's the answer?
The answer is you guys deserve an Academy Award for this performance.
What do you mean this performance?
Oh, come on.
What?
You knew you could hear that? Everybody could hear it.
No, we didn't know that.
Well, I did.
Mike knew.
I knew because Mike I wasn't surprised.
Mike doesn't know what we're doing on the show.
You didn't know I was going to call Chris Core, right? What does that have to do with the fact that I knew that the listeners were able to hear that?
But how could you tell if the listeners could hear that, being as you're only hearing a feed from the headphones?
Because if I had been meant to hear that, I would have heard it clearly. I was not meant to hear that.
You said you could hear it clearly.
I could not hear it. I could hear it like a bleed over, and obviously the bleed over was coming from your headphones.
But
I knew the listeners from the very beginning could hear what I was hearing.
But didn't you say that you could hear it clearly, though? The second time?
I heard the bleed over. I could make it out, but I did not hear it as though I was supposed to hear it. What is the confusion here?
I don't know.
I think I can answer that question.
All I know is it said on the screen, this is the guy who has the answers.
Hmm. I am the man with the answers.
What is the answer?
Well, the whole answer is it just was a little bit of the loudness coming out of your headphones, going bleeding through your microphone. Like ever been in the studio knows.
I didn't think that was it first, but now I think that's probably what it was. Mm-hmm.
You could hear something, but like when you didn't hear your son very well, I barely heard him because he's a soft-spoken individual, much like his father. And the rest of it,
all right.
You can hear them because they're calling from an office building saying, hello, you've reached WFQW.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
Buzz, talk again.
But you still do.
Rob still wants to do the experiment again.
Fine.
Rob, okay, Buzz, go ahead.
Okay, this is the last chance on the experiment to measure the bleed through, if there is any, from Don's headphones. And I'm talking so that we can record it just off mic and play it back, which we should be ready to do now.
Okay. This is it. Now you get to hear how loud...
Got a really good feeling about it this time.
Get to hear how loud my headphones...
Hear that?
I'm talking so that we can record it just off mic and play it back, which we should be ready to...
That answer's there. There's definitive proof. It's coming through your headphones.
So it's my headphones bleeding through.
So unless that can be solved, the system doesn't work.
Well, then I have to turn my headphones down.
Maybe you're not willing to do that.
Wasn't that great?
Either that or bathroom clock around the earphones.
A tighter seal.
Yeah. Seal it in.
A tighter seal.
A tighter seal.
A tighter seal is what we need. Right. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad we worked our way through that. And let's not forget that WMAL is not number one ranked in Montgomery County.
Ah, who cares?
I know. We got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
On an all-new That 70s Show, Kelso has done a lot of dumb things.
Could you be more beautiful?
Could you be more lame?
Yes.
But when he spent the night with guest star Shannon Elizabeth,
score!
It could haunt him for the rest of his life.
Michael, I need to talk to you about our night together.
Oh my God.
It's the special hour of That 70s Show. Then, it's Thanksgiving in the O.C., a time for family to come together. And ex-wives, estranged husbands, would-be girlfriends, and one unexpected guest.
Brian is your brother.
It's an all-new O.C.
It all starts tonight at 8 on Fox 5. And then, tonight at 10, online driving directions could be steering you in the wrong direction.
This one doesn't make any sense at all.
Fox 5 investigates the twists and turns of internet mapping services to find out just how accurate they really are.
You already lost.
Before you head out on your next trip, take a drive with us. Take the Quest Test tonight on Fox 5 News at 10.
The holiday season is here, and it's time to get in the spirit. And in the gym, unless you're thinking salad for Thanksgiving. Washington Sports Clubs help you do both with its once-a-year charity event. It's a chance to make your heart feel better in two ways. The first way is to exercise. The second way is through charity. So for one day only, this Thursday, November 20th, you can join any Washington Sports Clubs for the very low joining fee of $25. And Washington Sports Clubs will donate your entire joining fee to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Since 1980, the Make-A-Wish Foundation has enriched the lives of children with life-threatening medical conditions through its wish-granting work. Washington Sports Clubs has 15 convenient locations and 22-minute express line workouts. You'll keep going because you look and feel better the more you go. For the Washington Sports Clubs nearest you, call 1-800-301-1231. So visit Washington Sports Clubs this Thursday, November 20th only, and join for just $25. It all goes to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Call 1-800-301-1231 or go to mysportsclubs.com for the WSC near you. There's a million reasons to join.
Hey, what is it?
I realize I love you, but as long as you're with Jessica, there can never be anything between us.
Cass, there's no need to cry. Besides, I've got really great news.
You're leaving Jessica?
No. I just saved a load of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico. I saved. I thought that meant something to you.
See what you could save. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% on car insurance.
This just in. The Russian government announced plans to build a new spy plane made of styrofoam. Officials admit that normally spy planes are made of titanium. However, the planet's supply of titanium was recently depleted by Remington to coat the blades of their new titanium shavers so they stay sharper longer. Remington has apologized and sent the Russians parachutes.
The new Remington Titanium, designed for maximum closeness and comfort. It could just make all other shavers obsolete.
Sparkle of your eyes tells me love will shine forever like stars, moon, and sky. We found our place together. Let love lead the way. Every kiss begins with K.
This holiday, speak the language of love with K's beautiful selection of gold jewelry. You'll find elegant new designs from under $100 to $1,000. Capture her attention with a vintage feeling or with alluring contemporary designs. Woven strands of gold with handcrafted attention to detail. Or gold romantically accented with Venetian glass. Or play to her adventurous spirit with our hand-painted enamel safari collection. Speak gold this holiday at K and say whatever your heart desires.
Let love lead the way.
Shop K Jewelers' 19 convenient locations, including the newest location near the Boulevard at Capital Center.
Listen up, men. Enzyme is the only physician-approved once-daily tablet for natural male enhancement. And independent customer trials prove that 9 out of 10 men who use Enzyme for the 90-day program report a 12 to 31% increase in size and response. Enzyme is also recommended by thousands of physicians as a safe yet extremely effective alternative to Viagra. It has a 96% customer satisfaction rating and an 82% voluntary reorder rate. If you would like a free sample pack of Insight or more information on natural male enhancement, call 1-800-778-5290. That's 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available for a short time, so call now, and your order will be shipped within 48 hours. 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Or you can visit 4enzyte.com. That's the number 4, E-N-Z-Y-T-E.com.
Visit Subway and try one of Subway's great gourmet breads. Subway, eat fresh.
This is a test of the Hyundai dealership PA system, where I announce how you win with the Hyundai Sonata. Once again, the Hyundai Sonata was ranked in a tie for most appealing entry midsize car by J.D. Power & Associates. The Sonata is also backed by America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles, and costs $3,700 less than a comparably equipped Toyota Camry LE. And this should resonate. Now get $1,000 cash back, so your Sonata starts at just $15,799. So proceed to your nearest dealer. Hyundai, win.
For a short time, get $1,000 cash back on a 2004 Hyundai Sonata. That's $1,000 cash back. So don't walk, run to your nearest Hyundai dealer.
Advertised prices, MSRP less $1,000, limited time factory rebate, includes freight, taxes, title, license, and options. Super price may vary. Comparison of MSRP for comparably equipped 2004 Sonata and Toyota Camry LE, including freight, excluding taxes, title, and license. Camry includes head, curtain, airbags. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. See dealer for limited warranty details.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
With an estimated completion date of January 1995. The restaurant...
No, no. So the plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd, this year. That's right, my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Come on, come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your ass. Regards, Hank Kingsley. Fax that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. As it so happens, I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential... some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Homer Simpson saying howdy to all the girls out there in radio land.
Are they strong? Listen, bud, they've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Here's a story from the news, where we can just be stupid disc jockeys, okay, if we make this phone call. Kokomo, Indiana. Not the stupid Beach Boys song with Blackie Parrish.
Aruba, yeah. Bahama.
But there's a real place called Kokomo, Indiana. And the citizens of Kokomo are buzzing over a mysterious sound, the Kokomo hum, which sounds like a loud refrigerator, began in July 1999 and hasn't stopped yet. Okay, you ready?
Sure.
Because here's the bit.
Yeah.
I'll call someone in Kokomo.
Right.
And while after I get her on the phone...
You talk to them and we hum.
And you guys hum.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
That's good. Great minds think alike.
Didn't take a lot to come up with that.
But the real obnoxious hum, too. Robin, I'll, you know. Buzz?
Yes?
You hang in there with it. You just keep up with us, okay?
Low-key it at first, though, guys.
Oh, yeah, let me see.
But don't have it be on the phone at first.
Right? We're just rehearsing.
No, that wasn't a hum.
Rob and I are going to have to fight each other to see who turns it into 2001 A Space Odyssey.
The number you have reached...
Oh, come on.
Four,
oh, come
five,
on.
Five.
Come on.
2-8-8. He's not in service.
All right,
please check.
Hold on a second.
All we have to do is call anywhere in Kokomo.
That's what I'm going to do. The Kokomo.
The Kokomo hum.
Very good. Just calling Kokomo, Indiana now. Hello? Oh, there's a ring. Kokomo, Indiana. Hello.
Kokomo, Ron.
Good afternoon, Illustrations. This is Patty. May I help you?
Hi, Patty. Is this in the number in Kokomo, Indiana?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Don from the Don and Mike Radio Show. We're live right now on CBS Radio. How are you today?
Just fine.
We're calling about the phenomenon we've heard about called the Kokomo hum. I just read a story in the newspaper about this. Have you heard anything about the Kokomo hum?
Yes.
Is it true?
Well, there is some kind of a noise that circulates in around a certain area of town because we used to live down there. We don't live down there now.
What kind of a noise is it?
Well, it never bothered me, but my husband would get out and walk at night and say, I'm hearing a noise coming from somewhere, and he could never figure out what it was. I never heard it.
You never heard it? When your husband heard the noise, how did he describe it?
It was kind of a high-pitched.
It was kind of high-pitched?
Yeah, high-pitched. Whine or...
It was a high-pitched whine?
Yeah, something like that.
And do you yourself don't hear it? Do people at the office where you work, do they hear it?
We're clear on the south end of town. You don't hear it down here.
Well, maybe it's just me and the equipment. We're doing the show here from the CBS headquarters in New York, but I'm hearing something myself right now. I don't know if you're hearing it out of it. Feedback I'm getting from our studios.
Well, I can hear the feedback that's on the telephone.
Am I hearing? So are you hearing the same thing I'm hearing? Well,
I'm hearing something over the phone.
Yeah, I'm hearing something too, and I have no idea what it might be. Would you just give me a 1, 2, 3, 4 count to see if the problem's on my end?
Okay.
Thank you. Let's start the count now. I know it's unorthodox on the air to do this, but please give us a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5. All right, now hold on. Let me hit a switch here. I think the problem might be on my end. And let me see, the problem was on my end.
Okay.
I don't hear the hum anymore. Do you hear it?
No.
Beautiful. Can you tell me, Kokomo, does it have anything to do with that Beach Boys song, Kokomo?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, now I'm getting something that's definitely not on my end. The engineer tells me that all of the problems that we have are on our end. I'm getting something. Do you hear that?
Uh-huh.
The engineer has just asked me if you would please count backwards from 15. Would you mind?
From 15.
Count backwards from 15, please.
15?
Yes, please.
14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, the problem seems to be solved.
Okay.
All right, thank you for your time.
Okay.
Can you tell me where in Indiana is Kokomo located?
Just north of Indianapolis, about 45 miles.
All right, well, how about them Hoosiers, huh? I'm having a hard time hearing you. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being on the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Whip! Okay.
She's gone.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK Online.
Online.
WJFK
Online.
WJFK.com. Why UPN Wednesday is bigger and better than ever. Featuring the new series Jake 2.0. When an experiment went terribly wrong, it gave Agent Jake Foley enhanced speed and strength. But his next mission...
You have a girlfriend?
No.
...will require him to explore an untested enhancement.
You really are double-jointed.
24's
Laura Harris guest stars on an all-new J2.0. First on an all-new Star Trek Enterprise. Get ready for the most shocking episode of the season.
We've come here to honor one of our own. The most difficult test facing any captain, any crew, is the loss of a shipmate.
But the greatest mystery of all is what he left behind.
Perfect genetic duplicate. Right down to the birthmark on his right side.
An all-new Star Trek Enterprise, followed by an all-new J2.0.
Tonight at 8 on UPN 20. Then stay tuned for Seinfeld and Raymond. Toyota, always a first choice for quality and value. And now...